This is your Cronkite News to Go briefing. I'm Alexandra Mora Medina. The Republican-led Arizona Senate approved an expansion of the state school voucher system on Wednesday. The measure would make 85% of the more than 1 million public school students eligible for funds. Republican Senator Paul Boyer calls this measure a lifeline for students and parents in failing schools. Boyer says he has heard from parents across the state who want to get their kids in healthy educational environments. The proposal still needs approval in the full House. It would cover any student who attends a school categorized as low income. It would also allow students whose family qualifies for federal food stamps, welfare, and subsidized housing. Maricopa County holds 65% of Arizona's population, but some Republican lawmakers want to break the county into four smaller counties. Central Phoenix, Guadalupe, Tempe, Glendale, and Avondale would remain Maricopa County. North Phoenix, the suburbs, and outlying areas would be split into three new counties, Hohokam, Mogollon, and Odom. Jake Hoffman, a Republican representing Queen Creek, sponsored the bill, which cleared a House committee Wednesday. He says it will help each local government focus on regional needs. However, some Democrats opposed the bill, saying it was created following the narrow result in the 2020 election. The COVID-19 pandemic has kept the regular number of fans from walking onto the grounds of TPC Scottsdale. That's the home of the Waste Management Phoenix Open. But this past weekend, thousands of people showed up to cheer on their favorite professional golfers, and Cronkite News' Justin Torres was there.
The WM Open is known for being the loudest and most rowdy tournament on the entire PGA Tour. And that rowdiness happens at hole 16. It's like a scene from a gladiator movie, as nearly 17,000 fans fill bleachers on all sides of the hole, cheering whenever the players make it onto the green, and raining down a tidal wave of boos when the players come up short. The hole is essentially professional golf's version of the Roman Colosseum. It's here at the 16th hole where pro golfer Sam Ryder from Winter Park, California, did the nearly impossible, sinking a hole-in-one. He joins elite company with names like Tiger Woods and Francesco Molinari, who have both aced the famous hole. A hole-in-one on 16 hasn't happened in 7 years, and this year there were actually two hole-in-ones. For fans like Callum Mendoza, they were happy to watch the game in person.
Oh, I mean, it's awesome. Like, it's great. Like, the stadium was packed. You know, everybody's getting loud. It was a really great time. Like, you could feel the energy.
Mendoza cheered with his friends at the Open. And for him, the 16th hole was where the action was at.
That was my favorite part of the whole day. I said to these guys, like, next time I'll probably go there and spend the whole day there, get some seats and park up in there.
But by hole 17, the calm you'd normally associate with golf returned. Before COVID-19 shut fans out, the 2020 attendance for the WM Phoenix Open was over 700,000. However, last year, the Open only allowed in 5,000 fans per day. This year, tournament officials predicted that over 250,000 people would attend on Saturday alone. Those fans made a difference for the players. Brooks Koepka was one of the pro golfers on the tour from West Palm Beach, Florida. He says he loves having back.
I like playing in front of a lot of people. They cheer you when you had a good one, and boo you when you had a bad one, which is what you deserve.
Louis Oosthuizen, another pro golfer on the tour from South Africa, agrees with him.
The first 6 months playing on tour without any fans felt so weird. I felt like you were back in the little junior tournament again.
Koepka and Oosthuizen finished in 3rd and 14th respectively at the Open, with Scottie Scheffler walking away with first place on the final day of play. Jeanette Michelli directs external affairs for Waste Management, and she had a role in overseeing the production process for this year's Open. Michelli says the impact of fans returning stood out in a big way this year.
I think the WM Phoenix Open was hugely successful this year. I do think it is what we expected. We expected great fans, great golf, great weather. We got all of that this week. Phenomenal.
Just how successful hasn't quite been determined. The money raised at the Open gets distributed to charities and the sponsoring organization, the Thunderbirds. They quit tracking attendance years ago because there were so many people, But Michelli says there's no question they're already looking ahead to next year's Open.
The WM Phoenix Open is known as the greenest show on grass, but also the People's Open. And as part of that, there is a huge campaign to, you know, respect the game and respect the players. And so we want to make sure that continues to happen.
Justin Torres, Cronkite News.
We had help today from Emma Vandenhainde and Justin Torres. Our show was produced by Kirsten Dorman. You can learn more about the stories you heard in today's news update by going to cronkitenews.azpbs.org. That's all for your Cronkite News to Go. I'm Alexandra Mora Medina.